Today's sharing the Dear Shur Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Mem Tes Amud Aleph. We're in the 6-5 Mishnah Berurah, and we have the Zuchus today to finish off all of Hilchos Chanukah. And I'm dictating this. Today is actually Erev Chanukah. It's Chaf Dalet Kislev, but I'm dictating it. So Be'ezus Hashem, those that are interested in listening to all the Shurim of Chanukah, they're all completed before the start of Chanukah. Be'ezus Hashem, I look forward. We're entering into the last series of Shiurim on the entire Mishnah Berurah, Hilchos Purim, and then Mirtz Hashem, we're going to have a Gala Siyum. It will be available both streamed as well as in person at the Young Israel of Woodmere, Mirtz Hashem, Motzei Shabbos, Parshas Tetzaveh, which is Yud Beis Adar, which is in the English calendar, February 12th. So again, I hope people will be able to attend either virtually or even in person, and Mirtz Hashem, more details will be forthcoming. And I thank again OU Torah for providing me the opportunity to be, Be'ezus Hashem, almost complete now the entire Mishnah Berurah on a daily basis to learn together, K'nayin Hara, 2,000 Shiurim, with all the people that are listening. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shem Yitz Hashem, give us the schus to give many more Shiurim together to learn. So we begin today, Kuf Mem Tes Amud Aleph, on the very top line with the words of the Mechaber. We're dealing again with halachas of laning on Chanukah. So he brings down, B'yom Shmini, on the 8th day of Chanukah, as opposed to the other days where we're just laning that day, plus we mentioned the next day as well. So on the 8th day, Masilim B'yom HaShmini, we start off with the 8th day, the Nasi that brought on the 8th day, the Gomrim Kol HaSeder, and then we finish off the 9th day, the 10th day, 11th day, the 12th day, and also the Koran until the end of that Parsha of Naso, the Koran Parsha Rishon Shal Baloscha, and we read the beginning part of Baloscha. And the Ramah adds, so the Minhagim, the Nogim Masayim, Kane also as HaMenorah. We end off with the making of the menorah in the Mishkan. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out over here in Sivkot and Dalet that the Kohen and Levi Koran with the carbon of Gabriel ben Pedatzur, and then the Yisrael reads from the 9th day and onwards and all the rest of the laning. The Yishufut number 4 brings down, if you made a mistake, if you ended off too short and you made the bracha afterwards, so the Shari Ephraim says, if they didn't take the Sefer Torah away, they should read the rest of it until Kain Oseh Menorah without a bracha. Sif Beis, the Mechaber writes, B'Shabbos Shebechanukah, like this year, Emes Hashem, Shabbos is going to be on Rosh Chodesh, so B'Shabbos Shebechanukah, on a normal, non-Rosh Chodesh Shabbos, Motzin Shnei Svarim, we take out 2 Sifrei Torah, V'Yachad Kori Parshas Shavuot, you read the regular Parsha, which is almost always Parshas Miketz, not 100%, but almost always, and then, in the second Sefer Torah, B'Sheni Kori B'Shal Chanukah, you read the appropriate day for Chanukah as the Maftir. Now, the Haftorah, or Maftir, we always call the Maftir over here, the Haftorah, is Roni V'Simchi. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out in Sivkot and Hay, Shiva Kruim Lepachos V'Mechatzi Kaddish. From the first Sefer Torah, you read at least 7 Kruim, because while we technically paskin that the Maftir could be considered one of the 7 Kruim, the minhag is to have 7 Kruim plus the Maftir. So we read 7 Aliyahs from the first Sefer Torah, and then from the second Sefer Torah, that's the Maftir, that would be the 8th Aliyah. But technically, if you read 6 on the first Sefer Torah, you would be Yotze. And then, after the first Sefer Torah, you say the Chatzi Kaddish. You bring the second Sefer Torah up there, and you say the Chatzi Kaddish on both of them, but it's after the laning from the first Sefer Torah. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Vav brings down, if Shabbos is the first day of Chanukah, so then you start from the beginning. He brings out from the Levush, Maskil Mavahi Bayom Kalos Moshe Es HaMishkan, and you continue reading like you do on a regular first day of Chanukah, and the Maftir Yikore Rak Nosi Echad the Yom Hu'ahu Luvad. But on Shabbos, you only read for that day. So if it's the first day, you read just the Nosi for the first day. If it's the second day, you read just the Nosi for the second day. And likewise, Zuchem Birosh Chodesh B'Chanukah, is always either 1 or 2 days of Rosh Chodesh. This year it's 2 days, Shabbos and Sunday, but in a regular year it could be only one day, and on the day that Rosh Chodesh is on a weekday, with Chanukah, so then you only read as the fourth Aliyah for Chanukah just that day. Koran Lervi, Rak Nosi Echad, just that day. You don't read it for the 2 days, like we do all the other days of Chanukah, but here, since there's only one Aliyah, so you read just for that day. So for example, it's always the 6th day of Chanukah is Rosh Chodesh. Sometimes it's also the 7th day, so therefore you always read just the 6th day on Rosh Chodesh. And that's why it says, V'im Rosh Chodesh Tevish Day Yomim, like it's this year. So then, Korim B'yom Sheni, the Rosh Chodesh, on the second day of Rosh Chodesh, which is the 7th day of Chanukah, Shuzayin de Chanukah, Nasi Hashvi Levad, just the 7th day of the Nisiyim. Now, we Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Zayin, we mapped you for money V'simchi. Why? Al Shem Ro'isi V'nei Menoras Zohav Kula, because it mentions the Menorah Zohav. The issue for number 5 brings down, Kiyei Shnei Shavos is Chanukah, and if you made a mistake and by accident, you read the Haftorah V'yas Chirom, the first week instead of the second week, so he brings down from the Zer Torah, Shiva Sefer, Eitz HaSadeh, he's mistapek on the next week. Should you read the right half Torah, which is Vayas Chirim, or should you go back and read what you should have read the first week, Rani Vesimchi? If you made a mistake and you read the Parshas HaShavua, you read Miketz's half Torah by accident, so Rav Oz HaZatzal and the Shel Shuv Shevet Alevi brings down from the Shari Ephraim that if Rosh Chodesh is Chol B'Shabbos, V'tol V'kor Haftor Shel Parshas HaShavua, if you made the wrong half Torah for that week, and the Mishmur there as well says, Im Ola Adayin Lo Birich Es Brichas Haftor Shel Achrev, you haven't yet made the Brachos after the half Torah, then you read the right half Torah. But if you already made the Brachos, so then you'd read the right half Torah, but without Brachos. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, "Ago v'imchol chasana b'shabbazu." So they used to have a minhag that they would read a special haftorah for an offer of Shabbos for the chasana Shabbos. Maftiri b'shal chanukah. Here he brings out from the minhagim that we don't do that custom of reading sos or sis, as the Mishmur says in Sivkon Ches. Rosh Shalom ma'at de'ba'al mohaminhag b'shabbos sheis chosun lidchos haftorah sashvuv lekros haftorah sos or sis shumiyonu dechosun. They had a custom. We don't have this custom anymore. When we learn these halachas at the end of the fourth volume of Mishmur, so we learn that that's not extant today. We don't do this, but they used to have a custom that he read a special haftorah for the offer of sos or sis. So he's telling us kimavul el b'sof simin tov chav ches mikol mokum shabbos chanukah. On Shabbos Chanukah, we don't do this, even for those that had that custom. Maybe Shabbos Rishon, maybe Shabbos Sheni, whether it's the first or second Shabbos of Chanukah, if they're two Shabbosim. Ain Litchel Shul Chanukah, it's more important to read the Haftorah of Chanukah rather than Sos Sis for the Chosim, the Pesumei Nisa, because of the concept of Pesumei Nisa. He brings out Vinei Amogin of Rav, maybe the Yesh Omim, the Honey Milei, be Shabbos Rishona. According to some, that was only the first Shabbos. If the offer was on the second Shabbos of Chanukah, then he brings down a custom that they would maftirin sos or sis. Again, we never do that, so it's not halacha lemaisa for us. In any event, the maftirin b'shul Chanukah, he says you don't do it the second week for Chanukah, you do sos or sis, whole cry hitir b'shul Chanukah b'shabbos yichur, because you already had Chanukah b'sumin nisa, so now you can do the special sos or sis with a chosin. However, avo bel yirab b'kosav de me ramah mashma, de bein b'shabbos yichur, bein b'shabbos sheni, korin rak shul Chanukah l'chud. That the Ramah, based upon the Elul Rabbah's understanding of the Ramah, would say, no, even the second Shabbos, you wouldn't read Sos or Sis, you would read Shabbos Chanukah, Asaf Torah, of Chiram, and V'chei Nogim, he says, that is the custom. In the Shabbos Yom, Os Ches, he brings down, V'afilu L'tzari, the Ezeb Psukim in Sos or Sis, to read like the first and last Psukim in Sos or Sis, he says, that's incorrect. They medalgim in Novi L'Novi, because here you'd have to go and jump from one Novi to another Novi, and we don't do that. The final sif in all of Hilchas Chanukah, sif Gimel. Im Chol Rosh Chodesh Tevis B'Shabbos, like it is this year, Motzi in Shlosh Esrom. We'll take out three Sifrei Torah this coming Shabbos. V'korin Shisha B'Parsha Shashavua. And we'll read six in the first Sefer. That's for Parsha Shavua, which this week is Parsha Miketz. U'Basheni Kore Echad B'Shal Rosh Chodesh. The second Sefer Torah, you read one Aliyah. We'll start, as we see in Mishnah Berurah, it will start from B'Yom HaShabbos until the end, like we would on any Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. U'Maskel B'Yom HaShabbos. U'Bashlishi in the third Sefer Torah, Kore Mati B'Shal Chodesh. We'll read the sixth day of the Nisim. That will be the Maftir, and then we'll read the Haftorah Rani V'Simchi. Maftir Rani V'Simchi. The Mishmur explains, and Sivkot and Tess, Wadin and Rots and Likros Bo Shiva. If you wanted to, you could read seven Aliyahs in the first Sefer Torah, or Yosef in Shiva, or even make Kosovas, and Shabbos Shalat make Kosovas, Gam Kishari. That's acceptable. But the minimum is to have six in the first Sefer Torah. V'Ikar, the Ben Kulam, Lo Yifchos B'Shiva. The bottom line is, you should never have less than seven. From all the three Sifrei Torah, minimum seven aliyahs for Shabbos. This assumes that you could even use the Maftir as one of the seven aliyahs. And in the Shaar Tzion, Oz Tess, he brings out for the Pre-Chodosh, Ayin Shom Shekosav, Duadin, the Shari Likos, five. Hey, Gavre, the Parashas Shavua, if you wish to, you can actually read five from the first Sefer Torah, two from the second one for Rosh Chodesh, and then one for the Maftir, if you wished. You can break it up any way you want. Now, the issue foot number six brings down, but you still can't call up a Kohen to read from the first Sefer Torah as an Achron, even if you've had seven Aliyahs, and you want to call up a Kohen for the first Sefer Torah, you can't. You can only call him up from the last Aliyah, from the second Sefer Torah, and of course he could get Maftir as well. And the Mishnah continues, Kikishugomi, a Parshas HaShavua, Menichin HaSefer Torah, Sheni, Venom Kaddish. After you read from the first Sefer Torah, you go and do Hagbah on it, and you don't say Kaddish, you put the second Sefer Torah up there, you do Hagbah on the first Sefer Torah, Rakum Bina Rishon, V'gol L'Nosah, you do Hagbon Galila, Uposhtin Hashniyah of a Korba. And after you finish Hagbon Galila, you can go open up the second Sefer Torah and prepare for the reading from Rosh Chodesh. Ushomer Kaddish al Hashniyah. Then you're making the Chatzi Kaddish after the second Sefer Torah. You bring up the third Sefer Torah, Menichin Hashlisha Setzlah, and you make the Chatzi Kaddish on both of them. You don't need to bring the first Sefer Torah back because it's already clear that you lane from that one. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yud brings down. Why do we have Rosh Chodesh before Chanukah? The Tadu Kodim, because you want to have the more frequent one. When you have Tadu, Vishenu Tadu, Tadu Kodim, if you're going to do both of them, so then you do Rosh Chodesh first, because that's more frequent than Chanukah. The issue footnote number 8 brings down, if you only have two Sifrei Torah, so what should you do? So he says, similar to what we do on Simchas Torah, that in Makriya Shal Sefer Torah Shlishi Karo B'Sefer Torah Rishon. For the third Ali, you bring from the first Sefer Torah, but he brings down. That's only if the first Sefer Torah had been rolled to the right place. But if you only have the second Sefer Torah and not the first Sefer Torah rolled to the right place, then better to use the second Sefer Torah because it's right there up there on the beam already. If the shul only has one Sefer Torah, so then the Aderes brings down, then here we switch around the order of the laning, because you're going to read from Parshas Miketz, then you're going to mish it, you're going to roll it until Parshas Naso, which is where you have Hanukkah, so you don't want to bypass that and go all the way to Pinchas, where you have the Rosh Chodesh. So here, in this situation, you read Parshas Naso first, you read Hanukkah first, and then you roll it further to Parshas Pinchas, because Ein Mavir in Ala Mitzvah. So you don't bypass this mitzvah of laning from the Nisiyim. The issue footnote number 7 does bring down, although, albeit we said you could break up the 7 aliyahs any way you wanted between the 3 Sifrei Torah, says, L'chachila, yesh likro shiva anashim muvadam aptid, that we should have a total of 8, that's the preferred way to do it, and the minhag is to have at least 6 from the first Sefer Torah, 1 from the second Sefer Torah, and 1 from the third Sefer Torah, because we should be concerned with the opinion that says that you can't include the maftir in the 7 aliyahs, and therefore we certainly have at least 8 aliyahs on Shabbos, Hanukkah, Rosh Chodesh. Now we go to Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot Yud Aleph, and he says that we have maftir from Roni V'Simchi, that Torah is Roni V'Simchi. Why? Why do we maftir from Chanukah and not from Rosh Chodesh? Because normally we say, Dohor, Todir, Kodem. However, that's Hainu L'Haktim. That's only if you're going to do both of them. A very, very important principle understanding, Todir, Shenu, Todir. If you're going to do both of them, then you pick the one that's more Todir first. But if you're not going to do both of them, and you have to pick one and exclude the other, Abul Inyan Lidchos, to push it aside, then we take into account other factors, such as here, Pesumi Nisa, Odir. It's more important that we have Pesumi Nisa for Chanukah than the Rosh Chodesh Haftorah. Furthermore, V'od, the Kivin, the Kori, B'Shal Chanukah, V'Achronin. Since you're also reading Chanukah in the last Sefer Torah, Yesh La'avti B'maydeh Solach Mineh. The Haftorah normally goes in the last thing that you read, and therefore the appropriate custom is to go and say the Haftorah for Chanukah and not the Haftorah for Rosh Chodesh. Back to the Mechaber, the Mechaber writes, V'imchol Rosh Chodesh B'chol. If Rosh Chodesh comes out on a weekday, the 6th day of Chanukah, and possibly the 7th day of Chanukah on a weekday, so then we only take out 2 Sefer Torah, it's easy to say. The Koran B'yachot Shlosh B'shal Rosh Chodesh, you read, instead of 4 people for Rosh Chodesh, you read only 3 aliyahs for Rosh Chodesh, not the normal 4 that we read for Rosh Chodesh. And you read, you combine, as we'll see, the Mishnah Berurah will tell us how we combine it. And Ubasheni, in the second Sefer Torah, Kori Echa B'shal Chanukah, that's the 4th aliyah, is for Chanukah, the 4 aliyahs on Rosh Chodesh. Now, Mishnah Berurah explains Sifkot Yud Beis, say the Kriyas HaTorah B'Rosh Chodesh is as follows, B'chol, on a weekly Rosh Chodesh, you read as follows, Maskil Parshas HaTomid, you start from the beginning of the Parshas of the Tomid, like we normally do on a Rosh Chodesh, the regular Rosh Chodesh lightning, except we normally repeat the third Pasuk, V'Yomar Tulahem, here there's no reason to do so. So you just finish reading up until the end where the second aliyah would normally end. And that's the Kohen's Aliyah, Parshas Atomid, Kohen, Ad Reviyasahin. Then Levi gets Ad Vinisko. And then the third Aliyah, Yisrael, is Ad Vinisko. That's Rosh Chodeshichem. He reads till the end. So you have 3 people laning the Psukim of Rosh Chodesh. And then Borevi, the 4th person, Kori B'Chanuk. He reads the Aliyah for Chanukah, for the Nasi of that day and only that day. This is brought down by the Prima Gadol. The Chabad continues and says, "V'im toa chazon the koruvi b'shal Rosh Chodesh." If they made a mistake and they called up 4 aliyahs for Rosh Chodesh like they normally do, so now what do you do? In lo etzius sefer sheni, if there was no second sefer Torah, they were planning to read it from the first sefer Torah as well. So then, ain't sarich likros yosa. You technically have the 4 aliyahs that you're responsible for, and therefore technically you don't even have to read from Chanukah that day. However, avol notzius sefer Torah sheni, if they did bring out a second sefer Torah, so then mishum pigabo. If you don't read from it, people are going to say it must be possible. So tzarich likros chamishim b'shal Chanukah. Then we read a 5th Aliyah, even though we normally don't, but here you read a 5th Aliyah, and that would be the Aliyah of Chanukah. Now we go to the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Yud Gimel, and he says, if you made a mistake and you called up 4 for Rosh Chodesh, V'adin im tov in izdami b'Shabbos Chanukah. And the same thing would apply if it was Shabbos Chanukah and you made a mistake and you read the Maftir as Rosh Chodesh instead of for Chanukah. As the issue foot number 10 explains, Vainu Shalo Karu Lamafti Resakriya Shal Chanukah, you incorrectly didn't call up for Chanukah, El Shal Shabbos, and you just read Uviyom HaShabbos and Rosh Chodeshichem. So in this situation, Histapek B'Shel Shuv Ischelkus Yaakov Eiz Haftor Yikru. So okay, you, Maftir, you don't have to go read another Maftir, but what about the Haftorah? Which Haftorah should you read? Should you read Shal Shabbos, because that's what you read, or should you read Shal Chanukah, because that's what you should have read? So he brings down from Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita in the Yishei Yisrael, Mistoma Yishlis Kros Es Haftorah Chanukah. You should read the right Haftorah, even though you read the wrong Maftir. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Yud Aleph says that if they only had one Sefer Torah and they read all 4 aliyahs ready for Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to read the 5th aliyah in the Nisiyim for Chanukah. Why? The Ein Mashkich B'Chanukah. In this situation, we don't have to mention Chanukah, the Rosh Chodesh Ikar, because the Rosh Chodesh is the Ikar. V'afilu im niskiru b'tchilas kriyas revi. Even if they started the 4th aliyah and they realized, wait a second, we shouldn't have done this, We don't say, well, let him continue reading the rest of the Rosh Chodesh, and then the same person continue reading in Parshas Pinchas, the heavy lay medaleg, the medaleg mitor b'shnei inyanim, because this would then skip over part of the Torah, and we don't skip over in the Sefer Torah. Kidilel in Sim Kuf Mandala, when we learn the Hilchos of Kriyas Torah, we learn that. So what should you do? Elamiachash Revi Hiskel Lekros B'Shal Rosh Chodesh, Yachtam Yivarech, let him finish off the regular Rosh Chodesh laning for the fourth Aliyah, Rosh Chod Shechem, finish it off, the Yavo Chamishi, and then you call up a fifth person, Achrov, the Yikari B'Sefer Torah, Shnia, and let him read from the second Sefer Torah, and if they took it out, Im Mitzuyuah B'Shal Chanukah, then you read it from the second Sefer Torah. Otherwise, we said you don't technically have to. But if you have a second Torah, we said you do read from it. Siv Katan Tezvav in the Mishnah Berurah, we said Mikosh Mishon Pegaba, so it shouldn't be mistakenly thought that the Sefer Torah is no good, because the Mutav Levatel Hodamrina Rosh Chodesh Dein Mosifin Al Arba. It is better to push aside the din that our Rosh Chodesh we never have more than four Aliyos, rather than Milivko Ma Sefer Torah by not reading from the second Sefer Torah. That would imply that that second Torah is pogum. It's no good, and therefore the Beis Yosef brings down that it's preferable to be over having five aliyahs on Rosh Chodesh than to declare the Sefer Torah to be pogum. That's why the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkon Tezayin quotes the Mechaber, who says that you read a fifth aliyah on Rosh Chodesh, the Kos Chamishi. And V'yomer Kaddish Achar, and you say the Kaddish after the fifth aliyah. No, if you made a mistake, V'yomer Kaddish Achar Revi, after the fourth aliyah, Lo Yomrenu Achar Chamishi, then you don't have to repeat the Chatzi Kaddish again. Finally, we include the beautiful Hilchas Chanukah and this beautiful Siman, and we read the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah, V'im Tov V'hischil Likros B'shel Chanukah, if by accident, instead of reading Rosh Chodesh first, you started reading Chanukah first, Tzarech L'Hafsik Likros B'shel Rosh Chodesh. You have to stop reading from Rosh Chodesh and immediately go to Kriyas HaTorah of Chanukah. And he brings down the name Abu Dram in Hilchas Brachos. Now, this is very questionable, as the Mishnah himself points out in Sivkon Yud Zayin, Ayin and the Taz, Shekos of the High Psaka, that this Psaka over here that the Ramah brings down, the name of the Abu Dram, Lav de Samuchu. You can't rely upon it. The Ain Tzar classic, and you should not stop. If they called up the person to read the Torah, and he's reading in Chanukah, so let him finish reading in Chanukah, and then you call up for the other Aliyahs for Rosh Chodesh. Ela Kori Kori Ein Bishel Chanukah. You continue reading the Kohen in Chanukah. V'yachekachi Kori Lachem, you call Levi the Yisrael, and the extra fourth Aliyah, Bishal Rosh Chodesh. And then he adds, V'ayin and Dibra Halacha should be Rar Nukol HaPratim Sheesh Bozeh. Look in this long Bir Halacha, Dibra Masal Vim Ta, where he explains this. And we'll look inside quickly, where the Mishnah Berurah says, Shekasu B'Shem HaTaz, the Cholik HaZeh, he disagrees with this, Ramah brought down, bringing down the Abu Dram, that you should stop the Kohen in the middle of the Aliyah and immediately go, instead of reading Chanukah, to go to Rosh Chodesh. The Mikev on Sheischa Likros B'Shal Chanukah, because the Taz, and we'll see many others, since you started reading about Chanukah, Tzarech Ligmar Kohen B'Shal Chanukah, so then finish reading about Chanukah. And he brings out from the Elyar Rabbah, who's Mitzadeh, Dim Lo Kor Adayin Gimel Pesukim B'Shal Chanukah. The Elyar Rabbah is like a compromise sheet. He says, if you didn't yet read three Pesukim of Chanukah, Yasik Ben, so then he agrees with the Ramah in the name of the Abu Dram. Stop right there, the Kor B'Shal Rosh Chodesh. But he says the Imkar give him psukim, so modul das taz. Then he agrees with the taz. The yivarach hakoin bruach hakronah. Then let the coin just finish right there. You read the three psukim, v'ikru lachem mishal rosh chodesh, and then let the next aliyas be from rosh chodesh. Then tzarech lasav lekrosh chanukah. You don't have to go and repeat the chanukah laning. And likewise, uchem tzadik tzas b'sefer moruk tzia. The moruk tzia agrees with this as well. Nevertheless, mikol makom har biachronim, and he brings down the big deyesh and the shulchan shlomo, the pnei yitzchak, the derech chaim, the chayyadim. All of them agree. When we call them Gam HaMogin Avram, the Mogin Avram also, Horul Aloch Gidre Taz, they pass like the Taz, not like this Ramah. The Kivan Sheyischa B'Shal Chanukah, if you started laning Chanukah, even if you're in the first three Pesukim, Tzarech Ligmar HaKoyim B'Shal Chanukah, finish off the entire Chanukah laning for that day, B'Sefer Torah Zu, in that Sefer Torah, and only afterwards, V'Yachakach, take the second Sefer Torah, Yikru B'Gimu Sefer Torah Acheres, B'Rosh Chodesh, you take out the second Sefer Torah and read it then. And he adds that the Haschal is called if you made the Bracha. He said, Baruch Atah Hashem, then you go ahead and finish off the Chanukah laning. I will always still have brought, but if they just brought him up there and he didn't start making the bracha, even though Nizdame Biyadim Osa Shum Mesukin L'Chanukah and L'Lochush L'Zeh L'Kul Yamah, even though they see it's the Sefer Torah for Chanukah, don't worry about that. Bring up the second Sefer Torah and read from that one, and then you read the Chanukah from the first Sefer Torah that you had mistakenly brought out. There is no pagam to the Sefer Torah in this situation because you're going to read from it a moment later, a little bit later. Tishavu number 12 brings down that if you made a mistake and called up two people to read from the Aliyah from Chanukah, then you just read two people from the Rosh Chodesh laning, and that would be fine as well. Tishavu number 13 says if you only have one Sefer Torah in this situation and you start reading from Chanukah, then it's better to roll this Sefer Torah to the right place for Rosh Chodesh rather than taking out a second Sefer Torah. Finally, the Ramah concludes and he says, "V'imtzorach lebracha kriyas Rosh Chodesh ayin le'el simun kuf mem." Do you have to make a separate bracha for Rosh Chodesh if you started making the bracha for Hanukkah? So he brings down in Sifkot Yudches in the Mishnah Berurah, look at the Bir Halacha, where he basically says, this is a machlokes, that if you point out the lady, you do not have to make a new bracha, and he passes over here the tzorach lebracha, you should make a new bracha. With this, we conclude this siman and all of Hilchos Chanukah and today's shir.